This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reformation of the Mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of reformation of the mind in the Islamic lifestyle. Well, when we look at the Islamic teachings, it is said that we need to learn the things for the sake of hereafter, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to get the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is that when we get involved into this material life, when we learn a science, we generally learn it to attract the attention of people to ourselves. Or maybe we want to show off, or maybe we are just learning for the worldly purpose. And that worldly purpose can be to have a good income, to have good facilities in my life, the best facilities, maybe a better car, a better house, and a better place for entertainment, spending my time with my friends, if it is the weekends or it is evenings. So all these things, these all things that we think about, the schedule that we made for ourselves during the day, the timetable according to which we spend our day, and the things that we perform, all these things, we calculate them, we think about them in our mind. And if our mind or ourselves or beliefs are not truly grown or they're nurtured in ourselves, we cannot have a good calculated mind. We cannot calculate or schedule a day which will be spent in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the science even that we learn, the knowledge that we learn, that will not be the science or the knowledge that takes us towards the divine God. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of reformation of the mind in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said that there are people who learn a science or the knowledge to attract the attention of the people. And that is not for the God. For example, when a person or a student who is learning in a university, if he thinks that I choose to become an engineer or a doctor or maybe an accountant, maybe a manager, he goes after any kind of science or any kind of knowledge, any subject, if the aim behind it, if when he was thinking about to select this option or the subject, if the matter behind that, the thoughts behind that, were to gain this world, to have the happiness in this world, and also if it was just merely to attract the attention of the people, then obviously this is not something that will benefit us. I'm not saying that, or the Islamic teachings does not say that when you choose a subject, when you choose a profession, do not think about the world. Yes, you need to think about world. We need to think about this world. But the point is, we need to choose something that will give us a better life in this world, which can help us to gain the best life in hereafter. Therefore, a person who's becoming a doctor, if his aim is to serve people, if his aim to serve his country or the people or save people's life for the sake of God, then he has basically got two things, a better life in this world and in hereafter. Similarly, an engineer who is designing the buildings or he's a mechanical or electrical, if he's doing that in serving the nation, in serving people in order to get the nearness of God, then obviously it becomes a worship, that in his work, he's worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is necessary to reform our minds and to set our minds in a line with the teachings of God, inshallah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.